Hello and welcome to the 6 a.m. Clap, where we start our day inspired. Today, we are taking a deep dive into discipline. Yes, discipline, but we're spinning it in a little different way today. We're just not talking about discipline in the traditional sense, but we're redefining it as the art of falling in love with doing hard things until they become easy. I heard this definition as I was scrolling on Instagram while I was traveling yesterday, and I came with this reel that it really called my attention and it really resonated with me. It was this little cartoon pushing a rock uphill until it reached the top of the hill. And while this little cartoon is pushing the rock, you can see that he's having a hard time. But once he gets to the top, then the rocks start rolling down the hill fairly easily. And it came with this definition of discipline that I loved, as falling in love with doing hard things until they become easy. You know, often when we think of discipline, we imagine strict schedules and rigorous adherence to rules. But today we're reshaping that view. Imagine discipline as a form of self-love. Yes, I said self-love. A way to push yourself towards growth and excellence. It's about setting a standard for yourself and meeting that standard, not out of obligation, but because you want to become a better version of yourself. Like any journey, the path of discipline is filled with challenges and milestones. Remember when you first learned to drive, it was probably nerve-wracking with so many things to focus on. But with practice, what was once daunting now feels almost automatic. That's discipline in action. It's about turning those intimidating tasks into second nature through persistence and consistency. For me, one of those things that is a great example is exercising. I struggled for years to be consistent about exercising. I had to push myself. I would rely on willpower, which we know that it only takes us so far, until I was able to develop the discipline. And now it has become part of my identity. I don't feel myself if I don't work out. If I skip my workout in the morning, I can feel it. I'm looking forward to my workout every morning. I wake up and I jump out of bed excited to do my workout. Not every day, but even those days that I don't and I'm not motivated, I still do it because now I have built that muscle of discipline and it's easier. I'm not saying it's easy every day because there are days that I'll rather stay in bed and continue sleeping, right? But it's easier and I do it because I know it's good for me and it betters me and I'm a better version of myself when I do it than as a result of an obligation, as it was when I started. So how do we make this shift? How do we fall in love with hard things? Well, first, start with your mindset, as almost everything in life. See, every challenge as an opportunity to learn and to grow. When you change your perspective, the nature of the task changes too. It becomes a stepping stone, not a stumbling block. Next, you need to break it down, your goals, into smaller, manageable tasks. This takes the impossible, suddenly feel possible. Celebrate your small victories. Each one is a step towards mastering your discipline. See it as a staircase, not as a mountain, right? You're not going from the bottom to the top. You're just taking one step at a time and celebrating every step that you take. So I know you probably have heard all of those things, right? See challenges as opportunities and break down your goals into smaller, manageable tasks and celebrate every little win, no matter how small it is. All things that you have heard. And you might say, yeah, that I know that in theory, but it's easier said than done. And we can say that from a lot of things. So I want to give you a few practical tips for everyday discipline. Let's get practical. Say you want to start waking up earlier. A lot of people ask me about this. How do you wake up so early? Well, don't set your alarm 2 hours earlier right off the bat, right? You need to start small, maybe just 10 minutes earlier for a week. Once that becomes easy, then dial it back another 10 minutes and repeat this until you reach your goal. That's how I went from waking up at 7 in the morning to now waking up at 5 in order to do my workout. Remember, discipline is a muscle. And like any muscle, it gets stronger the more that you practice, the more that you use it. So that is, I would say, my number one tip on how to create that discipline, how to get through those hard things until they become easy. You don't need to go to the hardest. You just need to go a little bit harder. So take little steps and start building that discipline one step at a time. Because as I said, discipline is a muscle that gets stronger as you use it. Okay, this is meant to be a 6 a.m. club episode, which means it's meant to be a very short episode for a short dose of inspiration to start your day. So we're going to wrap it up. But as we wrap up today's episode, I want to invite you to think of discipline not as a chore, but as a choice. A choice to better yourself, to push your limits, and to fall in love with the process of becoming great. Keep setting those small, achievable goals. Keep pushing yourself a little more each day and watch as what once seemed hard becomes part of your daily routine. And not even part of your daily routine, but it becomes part of your identity. When you get to that point, that it has ingrained in who you are, you're on the other side, my friend. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the 6 a.m. Club. I am going to be here rooting for you, encouraging you to rise and shine and to transform your discipline into a daily dose of love for what you do. I hope you have a fantastic day, and remember, we're all in this together, building better habits one day at a time. I hope you have a great week ahead of you, and I can't wait to talk to you again here on the 6 a.m. Club and Monday for a new episode of the Leading Yourself podcast.